Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard this Air France message. With Air France, your journey to France begins when you set foot on the plane, starting with a complimentary glass of champagne in every class. And in business and la première, savor a five-course meal with cheese and wine and unique menus created by some of the greatest French chefs. Enjoy a taste of France before you arrive. Bon appétit. Elegance is a journey. Air France.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
According to new research, one of the biggest stresses in a relationship is couples talking about finances to each other.
Hey, I did you research for that? You talk to any couple or talk to your girlfriend and you would know that happens.
That doesn't surprise me at all. One thing that did surprise me, though, is the majority of couples these days, unlike history, they have separate bank accounts these days.
Art and I have separate bank accounts. For that very reason.
And you've always had separate bank accounts?
Always have. And when it comes to bills, we just either like Venmo or Zelle each other the money. If like you take care of, you know, we have everything divvied up of who takes care of what. And yeah, we just send each other the money.
So does your husband know like how much is in your bank account or how much you make and stuff like that?
I mean, he knows how much I make and he's never asked to like look at my bank account, but he knows like I have my checking, I have a money market. He knows all that stuff.
And you think if you had a bank account together, you'd both just like pick at each other's purchases and say, why are you buying this? Why are you doing
100%.
That? 100%. Is that the main reason?
I don't want him to be like, you went to Target again. You spent how much at Target? And then he likes to just spend money on stupid stuff, whether it's, you know, sports bets or going out and buying something that's way too expensive that I would have found on sale. So this way, nope, you take care of your things, I take care of my things, and as long as the bills are paid, we're good.
See, I'm with you on this. With my ex-wife, we just had the same bank accounts. Our money got sent to the same bank accounts. We didn't hide anything from each other. And I found myself getting very, very frustrated from her continuous Target purchases when I told her we're saving for a house or we're doing something like that. I'm like, I wish I didn't know about that.
What would about your sports gambling?
Well, I used to win back then. But it became an issue over time, having to see each other's purchases when you're completely different people and you like different things.
And I think even with separate bank accounts, I mean, finances are always an issue because no matter what, it has to get paid. So how is it getting paid? Who's paying it? And things like that. Even with separate accounts, it's still like, well, that was your bill, right? Okay, did you send me the money in time? Mm. So there's still issues there.
So I want to know everyone's, you know, financial information this morning.
Okay, we're getting really nosy on a Tuesday, huh?
Do you share finances with your partner or do you have separate accounts? Let us know. 888-431-3764. Text or call. It's Kelly and Guy on KFRO. 40
hours got me. When it comes to money, it's always a fight. Woo. So what's the best way to handle it in a relationship? Do you share finances and just roll with the punches, or do you keep everything secret and just make sure your bills are paid?
My ex-wife and I had it all together, and it didn't work out. So if I did it again, we'd have separate accounts.
But was the finances, was that the reason it didn't work out?
No, not exactly. It didn't help sometimes, because sometimes she didn't like my spending, and sometimes I didn't like her spending, and we could see it all the time, and then I ended up getting a secret credit card.
Oh, okay, there's a problem. Jason in Hesperia, how much do you share with your better half about finances?
Everything. We share everything. Well, we do have a shared, like, credit card, in case you want to have a surprise purchase from somebody. Otherwise, everything's a mutual fund.
And did that start right when you guys got married, or was it like once we're engaged, finances combined? When did it start?
Yeah, basically right from the get-go. We you know, as soon as we were, you know, married and engaged stuff, we always had a joint account. So that way there's, you know, there's no no squabbling, at least for us. It's pretty easy.
Good for you, man. It's never led to frustration anyway. I like it.
I mean, I'm not saying that doesn't happen sometimes.
There it is.
Well, I mean, you know, really, it comes with time at this point, you know, rather than, oh, can I go buy this? She's just like, is everything paid? And I'm like, yeah, everything's paid. And whatever happens, happens from there. It's free game.
Stephanie in Eastville, how do you take care of your finances in your relationship?
Well, me and my husband just got recently married. Our anniversary was yesterday.
Oh, woo-hoo. Happy anniversary.
Thank you. Well, we haven't actually got a bank account together, but eventually we are. But we are going to have our little account that we are able to purchase each other gifts. And that's my husband's excuse that he doesn't want me to see what he's getting me. So he wants us to have our separate accounts. But eventually we'll have an account together to pay all the bills.
Do you think that's 100% true? Or do you think the account's going to be for some secret purchases that maybe he doesn't want you to know about too?
I already know all his purchases. He's a big time Star Wars fan, so I know he goes and looks for stuff. I don't think it's for anything secret because I already know what he buys.
Well, thank you for the call. Steve from Redland says, my wife and I have separate checking accounts, but a main joint checking account. We each deposit a certain amount to cover bills and savings. All my money, though, is retained in our individual checking to spend as we plead. Married 5 years, works so far.
And I think you just have to find what works for you. 909, this 100% would not work in my relationship, says we actually keep a spreadsheet of all the money in and out of our bank account to know who's spending what on what at all times.
Oh, you'd be in so much trouble.
Yeah.
Never suggest that. You shouldn't have even read that in case your husband is listening and thought, oh, that might be a good idea.
Oh, he wouldn't even think that's a good idea. We want to hear about the finances in your relationship. How do you make it work for you guys? Is it all one account? Do you have separate accounts? What's your go-to?
888-431-3764. It's Killing Guy and K-Frog.
I can tell by the way that's...
Talking finances this Tuesday morning because a lot of couples said that it's their biggest stress in a relationship. So we want to know, do you share finances or do you keep them separate?
Art and I have always kept our finances separate. And when it comes to bills, it's like, hey, can you Zelle me for the mortgage? Okay, well then, you know, Venmo me for car payments. And for us, it's worked out. But I know every couple is different of what actually works for your situation.
Right. My relationship, we shared everything. If I did it again, I would go your way, Kelly.
Bernice and Rancho, what about you and your finances?
It's always been all together, even before we were married. I just can't understand the separation, probably because of my age demographic, but it's never made sense to me. My husband has always been, if our bills are paid, I don't care where the money goes.
So he just gives you all the money and you handle it all.
Yeah, I pay all the bills. He says as long as his bills are paid, he could care less what I spend money on.
I need my husband to sign off on that.
Keith and Menifee, do you and your partner share finances?
Oh, you know, when we got married, there wasn't any Zelle or anything, so we had to actually become signers on each other's account. We kept our own separate accounts, but we were, you know, still signers, so we could deposit money or whatever for each other's bills. Kind of like how you do it with Art. You know, you each have, you divvied up your bills.
Mm-hmm.
The problem that happened, and be careful, is I didn't watch her credit cards, and three times she got thousands and thousands of dollars in debt. And then when we got divorced, it was over $80,000.
Ooh. Okay, yeah, that could be a problem. And I think this is where we're getting into where finances actually ruin relationships. Like the 909 says, at first we had separate accounts, but he kept bankrupting all of his accounts. Now we have one together, which is mine, and I make sure that we stay afloat.
Okay, so that's what Keith said as well. What if that happened to one of you in the relationship? You know it never would. I'm being hypothetical here, but is it your problem? Whoever just doesn't have money or excessively spends?
What, opening up credit cards?
Yeah, like, what if you ran out of money or something like that? Or you were irresponsible with money?
Well, I mean, even though we have separate accounts, we still know that the bills are getting taken care of. So if a bill wasn't getting paid, I think that would be the big tipping point of, uh-oh, we have a problem.